This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Voters in Boulder will soon elect a new mayor, and this year's election is going to work a little differently. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
So far, there are three candidates on the ballot in Boulder's mayoral election this fall, and for the first time, voters will be asked to rank them 1 through 3. If nobody gets a majority, the weakest candidate will be knocked out, and their voters will instead have their second choices counted. Linda Templin, an advocate for ranked choice voting, thinks it'll change the race.
They can't resort to personal attacks and be successful at it because they might need second choice votes to win.
A new state law makes ranked choice easier for governments to adopt. Broomfield could also use it this year, but right now none of its races actually have more than two candidates anyway. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado's treasurer has joined six other state treasurers to oppose the merger between Kroger and Albertsons. In a letter to the Federal Trade Commission, the treasurers cited concerns over wages, working conditions, and job options because of limited competition. A study from the Economic Policy Institute says the merger could result in more than $300 million worth of lost wages across the country. A southern Colorado family needs help finding their pet water buffalo. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Moochie is a rare light brown pet buffalo from Elbert County. In an online post, her family says she wandered off their farm in Agate earlier this month and is likely wandering around the county grazing. She has foot-long horns that curl backward and long white strands of hair on her forehead. Moochie is kind and loves people. Her family compares her personality to a friendly dog. You can reach your family through the Stolen Horse International website or social media accounts. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
And there's more news at CPR.org.